521-534. For those of you who are calling from the Caribbean, that would be southeast of the Rockies. 521-534. The state of California is west of the Rockies. For those of you who are living there, you'll dial 1-800-521-534. The city of Boston, we get many cards and letters. You're east of the Rockies, and Denver is in the Rockies. Wyoming is in the Rockies, parts of it. Dial 1-800-521-534. Tehachapi, Mississippi is east, while Hawaii is west. We're not sure of India. India could be east or west of the Rockies. Where is India? Is that east or west of the Rockies? And now, America Live AM, overnight. This is the CDC, the Center for Disease Control.
Good evening and welcome. We have Brigadier General Jameson Johnson on the line, and we will return to our phone conversation with him shortly. But first, I want to tell you about an exciting new product from Peeman Enterprises. And this is something that we have in our home. It's exciting. It's remarkable. And it's something that I would recommend all of you get in your home as soon as you can. Now, the other day, I sat down after breakfast to have a bowel movement, and I activated from Peeman Enterprises the brand new Turd Vaporizer. Now, this is available for a limited time only at 1-800-521-534. That's 1-800-521-534. It is absolutely astounding. The Turd Vaporizer acts to vaporize your bowel movement before it even hits the water. Let me repeat that. Before it even hits the water, you push a switch, the laser is activated, and it vaporizes the average-sized turd within seconds. Focuses on the center of the turd and vaporizes it. It works equally well with many different densities. Give us a call right away. Call Peeman Enterprises. That's 1-800-521-534-6521-3. 751-532-523-521-6523-512-3512-521. 325-872-9513-251-326852-1325-62. Imagine diarrhea instantly vaporized with no odor whatsoever. It is available now from Peeman Enterprises. That number again, 1-800-521-534-625-135-3252. Only $2,965 will get you the new Turd Vaporizer from Peeman Enterprises. That number again is 4. Call now. Call 4. Call the number 4. We've got Brigadier General Johnson Jameson on the line right now. And General, what a night. What a night.
Right you are.
I can only imagine the phone calls you've been getting, because we've got the photographs up on our website right now. Photograph number 3 that you were showing me.
Right. Well, that was the one that...
And let's keep in mind now that we're looking at photograph 3 there on the website.
Right. Well, I worked for the Federal Bureau of Investigation between the years of 1940 and 1949.
Let me give that website address. Can I do that, General?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Do you ever let anybody say anything?
All right. That website, then, is www.cbssportsline.com. And again, because I just want to make sure that people get the web address.
Yeah, right, whatever.
That's www.yahoo.cbs.espn.infoseek.com. What a night.
Right.
What a night we've had tonight. I mean, there are things afoot. As a matter of fact, I want to go use the Peeman Turd Vaporizer. Can I just...
Yeah, go ahead.
I want to demonstrate, if I can. Whee! It's as simple as that. That number again, 1-800-520-1534. Excuse me, Brigadier General Jameson. Now, I have in front of me a fantastic CD. It's from the Panflautist Zipland. And we're going to be talking a little bit about that. Brigadier, I'm sorry we have to take a break. Can I hold you over into our next segment?
Oh, for Christ. Would you always do that?
Well, I know.
I haven't said a goddamn thing since I came on your show.
All right. Hold on for just a minute, okay? This is the CDC.
4 goddamn hours and I've said squat.
KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk radio.
Our secret weapon is you.
This is America Live, AM Overnight. To call in the Kingdom of Nye, call 1-800-521-534. To call east of the Rockies, call 1-800-520-1534. Or, if you're west of the Rockies, try this number, 1-800-520-1534. If you're calling out of the country, dial the area code and the country code, and then dial 555-1616253, 565-3251. If you're dialing from Boston, dial 63225-2615-3223. If you're calling from the District of Columbia, or from Haiti, dial 1-800-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666-666- 1-800-520-1-534-6535. For those of you dialing from north of the Rockies, you're screwed. If you're calling from Tonga or Los Angeles, dial 1-800-666-9532-586-53531. For those of you calling from Madagascar or Bakersfield, that number again, 1-800-520-1-534. That number once again, 1-213-427-7266. That number once again, 1-213-427-7-3, I forget. And now, it's America Live, AM Overnight.
I thank you, and good morning, America. We're talking with Brigadier General Johnson Jameson, and we're going to get back to a fascinating conversation we've had with him. But first, friends, you've been hearing me talk for months now about the new turd vaporizer. Well, I have a new exciting product. They're a new advertiser. They've joined us just this evening. And I want to tell you about this product because I think it's something that's very exciting. And I think it's something we're all going to be able to take advantage of. I don't know about you, but around our house, we have very tightly wound curly pubic hair. And this is the new pubic hair comb that can straighten it instantly. Now, you know I've been talking about the Y2K problem and the Armageddon that is sure to follow, along with the nuclear holocaust and eventual nuclear winter that we'll all be stumbling through. Don't be caught stumbling through a nuclear waste without your new pubic hair straightener comb from Peason Enterprises. It's an exciting new product, and I'd like all of you to take advantage of this. So after all of the world's nuclear arsenals are dumped on all of the major developing countries around the world, and we are left with nothing more than a radioactive, hazardous waste dump to wander and stagger through with rags hanging off of us and our children starving, make sure you have your turd vaporizer and your pubic hair straightening comb from Peason Enterprises. I want to give you that all-important number. Write this number down. 5201-534. That's 5201-534. Remember, after the banking system fails, and after the entire world's resources have been spent on armaments, to the point where there is no food nor any semblance of civilization, be sure to have your turd vaporizer and your pubic hair straightening comb from Peason Enterprises. It's an exciting new product, and I know you'll enjoy it. We're talking this morning with Brigadier General Johnson Jameson. And Brigadier General, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Just an incredible morning. And we have been hearing things on the website. And again, let me give that address.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
www.yahoo.com, and you can see for yourself what the Brigadier General is showing us. The first photograph you have here is of Saturn?
Yes, that's right, Art. The picture shows what I believe to be and what independent analysis by both experts who are retired and undercover from NASA, as well as the Russian Space Agency, independently confirm as a craft which they deem to be intelligently constructed. That is, nothing that could be written off as natural phenomenon such as a meteorite.
Now, let me stop you right there.
Christ.
And I want to alert everyone that that is picture number 25 on our website, and you can see very clearly there that object orbiting Jupiter.
That's right.
What do you make of that?
Well, I believe it to be what could be construed as an extraterrestrial craft, that is, a craft constructed by extraterrestrial intelligent life. And we're not sure now. I spoke with General Army Archer, who I know very well.
Mm, indeed I do.
And he's over at Area 51 right now concocting a potion which will eventually make us invisible.
Hmm.
And with that invisibility, of course, we can finally make some sense out of this country, Art, because I'm telling you, things are completely up the ass.
Indeed. Indeed. I'm looking at the photograph that I have here in front of me, and the listeners, the audience, I'm sure, can log on now at www.cincinnatireds.com and see the photograph. That looks like... Does that look like a Chevrolet Camaro to you that's orbiting Jupiter?
Well, will you forget your goddamn web address for one moment and let me just...
But correct me if I'm wrong, Brigadier General, but the picture looks doctored, almost as if it's a Chevrolet Camaro.
No, I don't think it is. I think that that's clearly what could be a Saturn-shaped object of intelligent construction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not really a Brigadier General.
I know that.
And that is my first line of defense. That's how I keep people from bugging my phone and breaking into my house at night. I use that as my covert operative cover. But once the invisibility formula is perfected, I'll be fine.
You'll be fine. All right. Brigadier General Johnson Jameson is with us, but again, the photograph looks like a Chevrolet Camaro that someone has cut out of a magazine and pasted onto a picture of Jupiter. That doesn't look that way to you?
No, it does not. No, it does not.
But that has been the criticism?
That was the criticism that was first put forth by Bob Weilb, who worked for NASA. But I knew Bob very closely when we were both in special ops with the Army. And he also was working on the invisibility cure for leukemia, which, of course, I've spoken with you, Art, about.
Indeed. Indeed. You were talking with us about that, to make a man invisible, which would render him disease-free.
Absolutely.
And what did he say when he said he thought that looked like a Chevrolet Camaro?
Well, he said what most people would say, that it is a doctored photograph, and of course we've heard this.
Absolutely. That's the government's first...
That is the government's first line of defense, Art. There's no doubt about it.
All right. I want to shift gears a little bit here, and I want to direct the audience's attention to another photograph, which purports to be the Loch Ness Monster. Now, I know, and you know, that there are people out there taping this program this evening.
I don't doubt it, Art, because they're afraid of you. They're afraid of you because you have the courage to advertise the turd vaporizer, and they're afraid of you because you have the courage to talk about the invisibility potion, which we've been working on, and the potion which changes a man into an ape. both of those now currently under investigation at Area 51.
Yes, they do. This photograph, however, it purports to be of the Loch Ness Monster, correct?
Yes, it is.
It is the Loch Ness Monster.
I have no doubt in my mind.
The criticism is, and I've got that on the website right now for people to log on at www.lycos.com. And if I'm not mistaken, this Loch Ness Monster has portholes in the side of it?
Well, no, the Loch Ness Monster would not have portholes because it's a reptile.
All right. Because the photograph we're looking at right here has portholes and a periscope.
Well, but you see, that's what they do. They do that, don't they? They do it, and they do it constantly.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, they do.
They'll take a perfectly fine picture of a reptilian serpent and try to tell you that it's a submarine or something like that. And that is what I have been fighting against for 45 years with my X-ray vision.
Yes, and I don't doubt at all that the government... officials, if you will, who are taping this program tonight would like nothing more than to make you out to look like a monkey.
Well, they've tried, Art, but with my X-ray vision, I was able to, if you'll pardon the expression, see through them.
See through them. I was about to say that. Very, very good. Very, very good, Brigadier General.
Well, and, you know, have you had a chest X-ray lately, Art?
No, I haven't.
Well, it sounds to me like you're working on either emphysema or a stage one lung cancer.
All right. Very good, General. Can we put you on hold? Can I hold you over to our next segment?
Why do you always ask me that goddamn question? I'm the only guest you're going to have on.
All right. Very good, then. Brigadier General Johnson Jameson, just incredible. This is America Live AM Overnight, and this is the CDC, Center for Disease Control. Now on the Phil Henry Show, here on KFI AM 640. More stimulating talk radio.
Welcome back to America Live AM Overnight. This is the CDC. To call in the Kingdom of Die, dial 1-800-520-1534-515-1353-5323. If you're west of the Rockies, dial 520-1534. If your wife's ass is as big as the Rockies, call 520-1534. If what you've got in your head amounts to nothing more than a pile of Rockies, 1-800-520-1534. It's the same goddamn number for wherever you are, east of the Rockies, west of the Rockies. If you're under the Rockies, call 1-800-520-1534. This is the Center for Disease Control. And now, America Live AM Overnight.
Thank you and welcome. We are talking with Brigadier General Johnson Jameson, and it's just been an incredible night. And we're going to get back to our conversation with General Jameson in just a minute. But first, an exciting new product, the Ass Purse. Friends, you have heard me talking about the turd vaporizer and the pubic hair straightening comb. Now, something you cannot be without when eventual urban rioting breaks out. After Y2K and the urban rioting that will develop after the collapse of the banking system, you're going to want to have something to put your valuables in. But that's not enough. And I told my wife, Ramona, it won't be enough just to put it in that buckskin purse of yours. Because you happen to be a Native American, it's all very colorful, and I love you for that. But your Indian voodoo won't go here. What you need is the ass purse. Let me tell you about it. You can put this into a handy tubular-shaped purse, whether it be gold, whether it be stocks and bonds, whatever you find valuable, and you can shove that up your ass, and I don't care if you get mugged, if you get jumped, if someone tries to rob you of all your valuables, they're going to have to literally put their hand up your ass to get the new ass purse. They will never think to look up your ass. That's why the new ass purse is perfect for those of us who know that it is just moments away from eventual meltdown when the banking system, Y2K, and the entire civilized world as we know it goes to hell in a handbasket, you won't want to be caught without your ass purse. Now, a word of warning. You cannot use the turd vaporizer while you're using your ass purse because, obviously, you could vaporize your colon. Now, remember, the ass purse comes in three sizes, big, bigger, and huge. Don't delay. Call 5201-534 for the ass purse from Peason Enterprises. Brigadier General Johnson Jameson, we are trying to get to... Now, where we left off, General, was you were discussing a rocket to Mars.
Yes, right.
Fascinating.
Do you do a talk show or do you mostly do commercials?
Let me give that website address.
Oh, will you give the website a freaking rest already, for Christ's sake? This is a radio show.
I'm pointing to picture number 23 now here on the website. That's www.newyorkyankees.com. And we're talking about that rocket to Mars.
Yes. When I eventually left NASA and I had told them of my X-ray vision, which naturally frightened them, and I was declassified, I had been a high security classification, I went to my superior at NASA, told them that I had X-ray vision.
And naturally they mustered you out.
Naturally I got mustered out.
They just can't handle the truth, can they?
No, they can't. So I decided that I would build a rocket that would take me to Mars in 2 weeks. Now, I had...
In 2 weeks?
In 2 weeks, yes.
Why do you think that that's possible?
Well, what's interesting is I was watching the Felix the Cat cartoon, and they had a rocket there that was built by the Master Cylinder with the assistance of the Colonel that could take them to Mars in 2 weeks because the Colonel lived on Mars, you see.
Mm-hmm. I'm following you.
And so I decided I could do that because I saw that on the Bullwinkle cartoon, too. So there are two independently corroborated sources.
I see.
Now, the wonderful thing about this rocket, and this, I want you to hear me, Art.
All right, here it comes.
That's right. I want your listeners to grab hold of something, if they will.
I think they're probably all sitting down right now, but I think I know what you're going to say.
Would you shut the hell up and let me say what I'm going to...
All right, I think I know what's coming.
Would you shut up?
I think I know what's coming.
Shut up and let me say it.
Is this the giant rubber band?
God damn it, I wanted to say it. Why wouldn't you let me say it?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so, you can build a rocket ship to Mars with a giant rubber band.
God damn it! I wanted to say it!
Absolutely incredible. I'll tell you what I want to do, because we've had so much response on the website to this.
Oh, will you give the website a rest already? Give it a rest!
We've had incredible response.
Give it a rest!
www.hotlips.com. That I'm going to hold the general over, and we're going to be back with more of this fascinating interview, which was pre-recorded last week.
What are you talking about? You're talking to me now!
Also, this rubber band is reusable, isn't that right?
Jesus, you suck ass! Will you just do your break?
This is the CDC. KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio, The Phil Henry Show.
This is America Live AM Overnight. To call the Kingdom of Nye, dial 1-800-520-1534. If you're west of the Rockies, dial forget it.
Good morning and welcome. We are talking this morning with Brigadier General Johnson Jameson. And a reminder, if you want to call me on the wild card line, you can do so by pressing #0. You can call me on the wild card line. We do have a line open for that purpose this morning. Before we get back to Brigadier General Johnson Jameson, a reminder that I told you I would write the book, and I've written it. It is called The Lactating. It is a book about what I foresee as the final events leading up to the eventual lactating, if you will, the eventual Armageddon. And we do have a few copies left, but you've got to hurry. In The Lactating, you will find our theories on extraterrestrial visitation here. And believe me, they are here. Make no mistake about that. The aliens are here. They are eating human flesh because we act as natural breath fresheners. And that is all in the book, The Lactating. You can get a copy of The Lactating by calling 1-800-520-1534, but please hurry. Also, don't forget, Peeman Enterprises offers the portable turd vaporizer, the power of the pro version, while you're camping, and we can certainly direct you in that area as well for all of your turd vaporization needs. Let me get back now to General Johnson Jameson. He is on our wild asshole line. And General, again, thank you for holding over.
Yes, the name is Jameson Johnson, asshole.
All right. Very good, General. Let's get back to what you were saying a moment ago about flying saucers.
I wasn't talking about flying saucers. I was talking about a rocket ship to Mars.
Right.
Right. What did you want me to talk about?
I want you to talk about what you were talking about. Did I have that right, that you were going to go to Mars with a giant rocket ship with a rubber band?
Yes. Again, when I had talked to NASA about my Jekyll and Hyde potion, I drank a potion which I had come up with after reading a Marvel comic about Incredible Hulk, and this was a potion that I felt might hold the key to the missing link.
Mm-hmm.
So I drank it, and I immediately turned into an ape. Also, exposure to gamma rays, which is what created the Incredible Hulk, I decided to bombard myself with gamma radiation.
So you, correct me if I'm wrong, you've been able to turn yourself into an ape and a giant green man.
Yes, absolutely. And the government, of course, sent 3 special ops peoples to my home I guess the word is debrief.
Mm-hmm. That's another word for interrogation.
Absolutely. Because they wanted to find out more about my rocket ship that would go to Mars using a giant rubber band.
All right. I want to direct my listeners to the website right now.
Oh, Christ almighty, with that website.
And we've got photographs up. 2 of the photographs purport to show Sasquatch, and I want you to look very carefully at these photographs. We also have... We also have photographs of the General's latest bowel movement, which was just moments ago, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Did you get the facts?
Yes, we did. And we have that on the website as well.
Why do you have to put everything on the goddamn website? Can't you just, have people buy my book? You know, I wrote a book, too.
All right. So what we'll do is have them look at the website.
I wrote a book, too.
And if you go to www.dodgers.com, and if I'm not mistaken, that after you bombarded yourself with the gamma radiation, you turned into the Incredible Hulk. That is a giant green Hulk turd, isn't it?
I wrote a book, too, and the pictures are in my book. Why do they gotta go to your goddamn website?
But that's what we're looking at, isn't it?
By the way, I read your book, and there isn't one page on it that doesn't have at least one chunk of my puke. That's what I think of your book, Art.
Fascinating. Just fascinating.
Your book should be vaporized along with every turd that your damn turd vaporizer is going to freaking vaporize. Holy Christ.
Interesting. Very interesting. All right. We've got a picture here of crop circles. Now, first, I want to get back to the picture of Sasquatch.
Right. Well, that's not a picture of Sasquatch, all right?
Mm-hmm. Is that, in other words, what we're looking at? What am I looking at?
You're looking at a picture that you think is Sasquatch, but that is not Sasquatch.
Mm-hmm. So I know that there are different terms, the abominable snowman.
No. It's not abominable snowman. It's not Sasquatch. That is a picture from the film Star Wars. That's Chewbacca. You understand what I'm saying?
All right. Well, let me ask you this, then.
No, but did you get what I just said to you? That's not a freaking, that's not a goddamn Sasquatch.
Right.
Let me ask you something, Art. Can I ask you a question?
Certainly.
This turd vaporizer, will it vaporize a Sasquatch turd?
All right. I might remind our listeners the turd vaporizer works equally well on Hulk turds, bullwinders, and the Hershey squirts. Now,
Jesus, you're out of control.
All right. Let's get back to the photographs, shall we? Let's just, because I know we can get sidetracked a million different ways. This picture of Sasquatch...
It isn't Sasquatch. It's a picture of Chewbacca. It's a guy in an ape costume.
So are you saying that this was this... Where was this taken? In the wilds of Washington State?
No. It was taken on a set. It's a guy in an ape costume. There's a zipper on the back.
All right. Let's take a look at these crop circles that were taken from the air. One of the interesting things, and I don't know if you heard, I had Dean Martin on this program last night, and he said he had seen the crop circles.
Yeah. Well, that's interesting, because he's been dead a few years, but I'll go with you. Hey, you know what? You know what that is? That's a picture of an ape ass.
Great. So, what we're talking about here...
Haven't you seen Star Wars? Do you know what I'm talking about? That ain't no goddamn Sasquatch. That's a picture of Chewbacca from the movie Star Wars.
All right. Let's move on to the crop circles, though, because I think this is absolutely fascinating. I'm looking at an aerial shot of a crop circle, and I believe this is somewhere over Iowa.
Yes, but that's not a crop circle. Because if you look at the lower left-hand portion of the photograph, you'll see a man with a lawnmower. That's my kid mowing our back lawn.
All right.
Do me a favor, will you, Art?
Yes, General.
Be more stupid, will you? Can you lay it on a little more, the stupidity?
All right, because I'm looking here, and if you go to the website...
Oh, boy, that's the website again we're going to.
And you'll see the crop circles right there.
Don't forget to give out the website address there, Art, okay?
Right, www.yahoo.com.
Yeah, we got it.
All right. So the crop circle there in the lower left-hand portion, then...
That's a picture of my son mowing the lawn. I took it from the roof of our house. It ain't a crop circle. God, man. I mean, there's stuff in our cat box that's smarter than you.
Let's move now to another photograph. And this, again, is purported to be a UFO photographed over the state of Colorado, correct?
Well, that was a vacation my family and I were taking.
Now, you took this photograph using what kind of photographic equipment?
I was using a Polaroid.
All right, that's the Instamatic?
Yes.
And we can very clearly see there, if you're on the website...
Yeah, don't forget the website, folks.
You can see right there, it is over the horizon, and I would put that at about 10 to 12 miles out.
No, you're wrong. That's a hot dog I threw in the air, and I had my kid take a picture of it. Now, what do you think of that? What do you think of that, Art?
Mm-hmm. Fascinating. Just remarkable.
Yeah, remarkable? What, that I could throw a hot dog in the air? Are you nuts?
Well, what we're going to do right now...
Hey, Art, can I give out my website?
Sure.
www.lickmybig...
All right, that's very good. Well, we're going to have to take a break. Can you hang on the line with us, Brigadier General Johnson Jameson?
Oh, man.
Okay, very good. Well, let's take a look now at some other things that we have here. I tell you what we'll do. We'll just take a break here and move on. This is...
Yeah?
The CDC. KFI, AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.